Welcome to Live Music Showcase here on WMNF 88.5. I'm your host, Ken Apperson, and this week on the show, we have live in studio, Rebecca Pulley. Go ahead and take it away.
Oh, all right. I will.
So smooth.
Thank you. I'm known for my transitions. To know better, I'm still too young to care about things like diet and what life is like over there. And though life has set me down a rough road, I still stop. Smell the roses that blooms all one by one, just like my years do, I suppose. So pour me some sweet life. Give me love to break my heart. Push me to live. I thought I wasn't strong enough to start. You know I'm not the soy thing. This world had set me out to be. Cause I got a little of that devil somewhere deep inside of me. Now there's an angel on my shoulder. It's been fighting for control. And I don't talk too much about it, cause vanity's a sin, I've been told.
Thank you.
wasn't strong enough to stop.
Rebecca Pulley here on Live Music Showcase. Sounding killer over there.
Oh, thanks so much.
The harmonies.
Yeah.
The electric guitar kicking in right at the right moment. Sounds awesome. If you're listening right now and you want to see the experience of Live Music Showcase right now, you can watch our live stream. We're live on Facebook and YouTube right now. On Facebook, you just go and search Live Music Showcase, WMNF's Live Music Showcase. And then on YouTube, just search WMNF. You will find our show live right here at this moment. If you're already in the live stream, thanks for watching. Feel free to leave a comment, ask a question, all the good ones, all the weird ones. We'll actually ask them live on the air here at some point. What's the next song called?
This next song is called I Got a Man.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of I wrote as a joke a little bit. Growing up listening to different styles of music, and for a while I got into some the old blues. And
it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. But a lot of the songs were, not all of them, but a good handful were about a man singing about how he had a woman at home, and then he had a woman across town.
Waver town, it's good to him.
Yeah, and then he would like also, he had another woman that was one of the woman's sisters. It was a lot. And then you go out of town, he'd had a woman in every town.
Seven women on his
mind. And I would just be like, I'd be like cleaning the house, mopping or doing dishes, singing along, and I almost cussed. And I was like, oh man, that's not cool. That's not cool. So this is kind of my joke to that.
I love it.
Go home all alone without that man to tell her how to say. I had a man, Chattanooga, did this to me, only he could do. Love is crazy, but I love to leave him. All day as a coral man, got a big soft heart. He had his strong hands. Sometimes I do miss those strong hands of a man from Birmingham. And a man, Carolina. Sometimes I still drop by time to time.
Music Showcase, Rebecca Pulley live in studio today. The Florida Americana Music Festival coming up on April 18th through the 21st out there in Brooksville. You're on the bill for that, looks like, unless this is an old flyer.
No, we are.
I thought so, yeah. You guys are on it. Have Gun Will Travel, Greg Roy, Looking for, there's a whole bunch of familiar names on this. Apple Butter Express is on it. Dr. Bacon, the Currys. That's looking like a good bill. That's looking real exciting. Looking forward to that one?
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to getting up and playing as early as we got to play.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly honest. I prefer playing later in the day. But yeah, I think it'll be fun anyway.
Is that so you can sleep in a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a night owl.
Mm-hmm. You and me both. What's the next song about?
Do you guys want to do Sally or Shine?
I thought it was Nobody's Cool.
Oh, you're right. That's another. Thank you.
I can relate to that
song. I'm glad I asked.
Nobody in my house, at least.
This song's called Nobody's Cool Anymore. Started as a poem. I wrote it as a poem, and then it turned into a song. A good friend of mine, some people at WNF know Ronnie Elliott. He moved over to England now, but he recorded a version of it, and Ronnie doesn't do heroin, but it totally sounds like he took a bunch of heroin before he recorded. I love his version. It's really crazy.
Could have been just the band. Bands do heroin.
I mean, maybe
not the singers.
Maybe he had a heroin band. I don't know.
Sometimes the song's good enough where it's just like, just mainline the song.
I love Ronnie, though. He's like one of my favorites. Like songwriters for real. No joke.
Just like you, didn't apply all the things he used to do. I bet he wore no shirt and no shoes. You couldn't wear all the same things. The way he used to do. Here I am, same as I was. Letting it all ride on a ring, just because. And every day I'm smoking cigarettes on Sunday museum sidewalks. And we'll all forget, 'cause nobody's cool anymore. Not like John Lee Hooker, Elvis. Gunslingers traveling show. Just like you, you didn't apply all the things he used to do. And there you were, with no shirt and no shoes. You couldn't wear all the same things the way he used to do. Cause nobody's cool.
Live Music Showcase. Rebecca Pulley live in studio with us here in the live music studio at WMNF. Tropical heat wave is coming up in almost exactly one, is it 1 month from today? No, 1 month from yesterday. In exactly 1 month from yesterday, Tropical Heat Wave 2024 is coming up. May the 4th be with you if you're a Star Wars fan. The bill is ridiculous. It's so stacked with really, really talented bands. Maybe some you've never heard of, but I can guarantee you bands that you're going to have a great time with. You can get tickets for Tropical Heat Wave at WMNF.org. Just go to WMNF.org. And you can get tickets right there. You can also listen to this show in podcast form anytime, anywhere. You don't have to just listen live if you're not a person that's able to listen at 2 o'clock every week. You can always listen at your own discretion on Spotify or Apple Music. Just search Live Music Showcase on either of those platforms and you'll find us. So, Rebecca, back to you and the music. You've been a musician here in the Tampa Bay area for a little while. WMNF, everybody in the hallways today, they were like, is Rebecca Pulley on the show today? And I said, yeah. And they go, ooh, yes, great, awesome, very cool. So I would imagine the reaction from the listeners is the same. And so far, what we're seeing in the comments of the live stream is reflecting exactly that. Had several people that are like, oh, we love this band, we love this band, we love this woman.
Aww, that's really sweet,
yeah,
thank you.
So it's going well so far. What's the next song?
I think we're going to do a song called Let It Shine. Actually, about WNF, the first time I ever played at WNF, it was in the old building, that little tiny house.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting around that in that teeny tiny room playing live. That's so long ago.
That's amazing.
Anyway, this is called Let Shine. Y'all cool with that?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
crushing it. Rebecca Pulley here on Live Music Showcase. We're live every Friday at 2 p.m. With new bands every single week, all different genres, a lot of them local, some of them national. You just never know. Rebecca, would you go around and introduce your bandmates to us?
I would love to. I hope that you can kind of get a little glimpse of Tony back there playing the drums.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird to have him in another room. I'm so used to like looking at him for cues. But that's Mr. Tony Dolan playing the drums. Hi, Tony.
Hello.
There he is.
Hello, Tampa Bay.
And this is Rob Pastore playing the bass guitar here.
How do you do?
Yes.
And Brandon Barnett over here playing the electric lead guitar.
Hello.
So we all live in St. Pete. Brandon lives in Brandon. Do you live in Brandon?
Ellington.
Oh.
Bradenton. You almost forgot.
Outlets.
We're nearly in the outlets. We live in the outlets.
Mm-hmm.
We're right next to the limited outlet.
You pay rent for a corner of the limited two, but it's like the limited 2 3/4 because it's the outlet store. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a weird little back room where my family lives in the outlets now.
That makes sense. That's perfect. Vertical space is the key. Bunk beds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense.
And if you were on the live stream, you could tell from what he's
wearing.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Sir.
You roll out of bed, you get whatever's in the bargain bin at Limited, and you go to work.
But you get it personally tailored, so nothing completely off rack.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just slightly irregular.
Right. Yeah. We keep it fancy up here. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the rest of us, me, Tony, and Rob, we live in St. Petersburg.
I love St. Pete.
I've known Tony for 100,000 million years, I think.
Wow. Since the beginning of time.
Since dinosaurs. We've known each other quite a while. And Rob, I've known for about 20 years now. And I guess has it been like 10 years I've known you? Is it getting on that?
About 9 years.
It's crazy.
We've been playing together.
Time goes by crazy.
I know. It's wild.
But I love these guys. They're just so talented. I'm really honored to be able to play with. I'm honored that they'll come and play with me.
Well, they sound great. You sound great. We're so happy to have you here on the show today. What's the next song going to be?
Do y'all want to do Sally and Whiskey?
Yeah.
Want to do that? Was okay.
Yeah. You're gonna hit the drop, right?
Ooh. Scandalous.
You gonna play it right?
You just jinxed yourself into oblivion.
Oh, no.
This is going to be, Tony's off the rails already.
This is just going to be a train wreck. Yeah. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Sally shakes like a sad willow tree, with her long hair flowing right down to her knee. My brother Johnny gets everything he needs with his two strong hands and his steady stroll out there. Sister Sally's side, so close that her warmth burns away just for the night. Burn, don't burn me down. Burn, don't run away from this town. Shine, don't blind my eyes. Say, Sally's lips taste as sweet as summer wine, and those big red grapes hanging low on heather from her open. A brother Jones' hands, they're rough from working that 9-5, but it's all for Sister Sally just to be
We made up, and I wish you were.
I love it. Live music showcase here on WMNF. If you're just joining us, we are live in studio with Rebecca Pulley. This is the kind of music that's really been speaking to my heart personally lately a lot. You know, it's a little southern, it's a little twangy, but it's more blues. It's not, you know, it doesn't have the electronic qualities that a lot of modern, you know, country and R&B have these days. You know, it feels very authentic. It feels very, very true to itself. And you know, as a songwriter, when you're writing music, do you write music for your audience first, or do you write music for you first?
I'm very selfish. I write music for me first.
I don't think that's selfish at all. I think that's the right way to do it.
I honestly don't know how to write music for audiences. If I did, I'd be much more successful. Yeah. So I think that definitely I'm writing for myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's something to be said. I mean, Rick Rubin, you know, famously said recently on a video that went viral, the audience comes last. And while I agree with that to a certain extent, I think there is something to be said about, you know, incorporating your audience and who you're playing for and who needs to hear the music a little bit. There's something for that. But the reality is, I think the only way to have an authentic experience as a songwriter is to be true to yourself first. Because if you're relating to your music, it gives a better opportunity for other people to relate to it as well.
I agree.
I think so.
Although I will say, a lot of songwriters, that if you write a lot of songs, you will go out and play them, you know, kind of throw them out there, see how it's received, and you do end up playing the songs that are received more. So it kind of, it's a little bit of both in a sense.
Sure.
Like you initially write it for yourself, but then you go out and you end up playing what the audience prefers.
Sure,
prefers hearing.
It's like cooking, you know, if you're cooking for friends and family, you know, you're going to repeat the recipes and refine the recipes that are better received more often because you know more people are going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's not to say that makes you any less authentic as a chef, as a person in the kitchen, or as a musician, or any other creative field. Yeah. Either way, there's a beautiful authenticity to this music that I personally very much enjoy. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Every once in a while I do throw in a stinker that nobody ever wants to hear. And I'm just like, I'm doing it anyway. It's happening.
Tell me.
Do that one?
Yeah. You know what? Do it. Yeah, do it. Why not? This is live music showcase.
Oh, really?
This is. Yeah,
right.
Do it. Go for it.
All right.
Let's get weird. That's what we like to say on the show. Let's get weird.
I don't
weird.
Know if I'll remember it. It's actually a new song. We did play it a few months ago together, but then we haven't seen each other since then. I don't know if I remember it. We'll play as much as we remember.
Go for it, yeah.
I think I'm going to put this on a new recording, though, so I don't know if it goes.
Well, if you're listening at home, feel free to go into the comments of our live stream and let Rebecca know how much you like or maybe don't like as much this song. Let the listeners decide, right?
I will never read those comments. Myra, is your hair still curly? Myra, do you still sing softly? Are you still stepping out of someone else's shadow? Naira, you said you loved the wild West Coast ocean. Naira, and the tall, tall redwood trees, and that you're not afraid to be standing in their shadow. Nairi, have you read John Steinbeck? Nairi, have you been to Monterey? Well, I made a record entitled Wise. It was inspired by from the Sea of Cortez. But I know Myers was an a-hole. So they changed the name of the sea to the Sea of California. 'Cause Cortez was an a-hole. Nairi, have you seen the tree? Nairi, is your hair still curly? Nairi, do you still sing softly? Or are you still stepping out of someone else's shadow?
Oh, it was perfect. Perfectly rehearsed and executed. Lovely. If you're just joining us, this is Live Music Showcase. We're live in studio with Rebecca Pulley. Rebecca, we have so many different comments from so many different people over here on both Facebook and YouTube in the various live streams that we have going on right here. One question did come through very quickly. Marty Jones asked, he says, I'd like to hear about her guitar history and any stories, your guitar's history, if there's any stories behind your guitar. Every musician, when you've had a guitar long enough, you generally have been through some stuff with it at some point or another.
I don't know if you see the back of that guitar, the neck.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, that tells you a story right there.
Mm-hmm.
I got this guitar.
Amazon today.
It's so weird.
It's just
overnight shipping
from Japan.
Crazy. Yeah. It was a tune. No, this is actually Guild guitar when they were still made in the U.S. and Northeast before Fender bought Guild.
Mm-hmm.
But I was working at a band instrument. I won't say the name of it. A music store.
Yeah.
And Guild was one of the products that they carried, and I needed an acoustic guitar because I just had a Tacoma Road King. I just had it stolen.
Oh.
So I needed a new guitar, and this was used so I could afford it. And the reason it was used and put back up to sell is because the person kept saying that the little E was buzzing, and everybody in the store told them it wasn't buzzing. They were just insane. So they sent it back to the manufacturer, and the process of being sent back to the manufacturer that actually the top of it cracked.
Oh.
So
that happened.
So that got replaced. They replaced it was just a bunch of stuff done. But they had three of this exact model. The Guild DCE5 is the model of it. And this one sounded the best, even though it was used in like hodgepodge together and stuff, it just sounded really great. And I've had it and I bought it in like, I don't know, the early 90s. And but since then the headstock is broken off twice. You can see
off all the way off.
Oh yeah, but it's
a close up of that.
It's a natural joint though, so it can glue back together.
Yeah,
but that got glued back on twice, and it never affected the intonation. Knock on wood.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a history. I've been playing
lightly. Yes, very gingerly. We knock on that wood. Yes.
Yeah, and its name is Baby G. It has a name, Baby G.
Aw, Baby G.
That's the history. That's the story of the guitar.
There you go. That's awesome. So if you want to leave a comment or ask a question, you're welcome to do so right there in the comments. We're also doing right now a little game we like to play. It's called AMA, Ask Musicians Anything. You can call into the studio right now, 813-239-9663, with any question you might have. Our board op, Charlie, will take your questions and comments. He'll send those over to me, and I will read them on air live to Rebecca, whatever they are. If they're weird, they're weird. We like weird. Get weird. Go for it. Let's do it. You can also do so in email form. Just send an email to dj@wmnf.org. And the same process will take place. So, yeah, we like it. We love it. We want some more of it.
I tried so hard. I can't rise above it.
There'll be some weird sex stuff on there.
You'd be surprised how awesome our listeners are. They haven't gotten that weird yet, although you just said that. So
I'm not taking my shoes off.
No feet stuff.
I just always assume. I just always go there.
I'm sending an
email. Okay. It's fair to go there sometimes.
So we don't have a lot of time. If it's okay, John Prine songs. I know you said not to. We're not promoting anything, but it's.
Can promote it.
I'm not getting paid for it or anything. This is just something I'm doing for fun.
Go for it.
But this Sunday at in Safety Harbor at Crooked Thumb Brewery, they're doing a John Prine tribute.
I love that place.
And I do too. Yeah. The owners are super cool. Yeah. Just everything about it's awesome. But starting at 2 or 3, I can't remember what time. There's a bunch of acoustic acts all going up doing John Prine songs, and then after that, it's How Gone with Travel is gonna come up and play, and they'll probably do some John Prine songs too. I'm
sure. Love those guys.
So yeah, they're gonna play one or two sets.
Sweet.
After that, so we're gonna try something. I always put these guys on the spot. This is why I love them so much.
Yeah. Well, they're just rolling with it.
Yeah. They're like, all right, we'll do it, man. We'll try it.
That's how you know real pros. Rebecca Pulley here on Live Music Showcase, WMNF.
This is one of the first John Prine songs I ever learned, aside from the obvious ones, like Angel from Montgomery and that. But so it has, the cadence is a little different than you might be used to, but it's called Crazy as a Loon.
Back before I was a movie star, straight off the farm, I had a picture of another man's wife tattooed on my arm. With a pack of Camel cigarettes in the sleeve of my t-shirt, now I'm heading out to Hollywood just to have my feelings hurt. This town will make you crazy. A little time, you'll be walking around circles down on Hollywood Vine. You'll be waiting on a phone call at the wrong end of a broom. This town will make you crazy, crazy as a loon. Out to Nashville to become a country star, and every night she'd find me hanging at every honky-tonk and bar. And pretty soon I met a woman, and pretty soon she did me wrong, and pretty soon my life got sadder than any country song. This town will make you crazy. Time. You'll be walking around in circles looking for that country rhyme. You'll be waiting on a phone call at the wrong end of a broom. This town will make you crazy, crazy as a loon. Gathered up my savvy, and I bought myself a business suit. I headed up to New York City, where man can make some loot.
And I got hired Monday morning, downsized that afternoon, overcome with grief that evening. Now I'm crazy as a moon. So what my fear in the north was staying out of way. Wanna just exactly how much I think a man can take. Now I fish the past time away neath this blue Canadian moon. So the world just made me crazy, crazy as a moon.
Crazy as a loon. Rebecca Pulley here on Live Music Showcase. I think we all feel like that from time to time. A little crazy, a little wild. We got some people that have called in and sent emails and left comments in all the places. I mean, I apologize if I don't get to them all, frankly. That's where we're at right now. Chef Dave says, wonderful songs and music. Thank you all. Peace and love.
Oh, hi, Chef Dave.
Yeah. Let's see here. Hi, Ken. Rebecca Pulley has the soul of a songbird. We hosted her at Luna Zoot with Rob and Ronnie several years ago.
That was
simply
fun.
Splendid.
Yeah, that was fun.
On another note, pun intended, we are hosting the mystical, marvelous Dave Dondero on Saturday, April 13th. Dondero, thank you. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. Feel free to check it out. And yeah, that's from Susan Reese. And then let's see. Nice shout out to Ronnie. Wonderful songs and music. Thank you all. Peace and love. That's Chef Dave. And then we have one from, let's see here, Jeff. Hey, Ken. Good God, man. Rebecca Pulley and the Reluctant Prophets sound amazing. They are better than ever. Don't know what the guitar man is playing through, but his tone is key. Man, Rebecca can sing. And right, she is our Lucinda. Thanks so much for having them on, Jeff in Tampa.
Thank you, Jeff.
I think Jeff just won the award for comment of the year right there. That was something else.
Do you want to know
does
what
he
I'm
owe
playing
you money
through?
I a little bit want to know what he's playing.
I was just
going to.
Well, honestly, I've been thinking that same thing the entire time. We talked about the amp, but you've got like a modeler there, right?
Yeah, well, I'm just using it like an effects pedal with a boost.
Yeah.
So I've got a Vox AC-15 in the back, just like a regular from the Guitar Center kind I've had for about 10 years. And then this is just an Epiphone 335.
It's
like
pretty.
The cheapy one. And then a little boost pedal and a delay pedal.
Does the trick, man.
Yeah.
Does the trick.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very like gritty and dirty, but still beautiful. It's the best kind of tone. It's awesome. One more comment that came down the pipeline. Dave calling from his man shed. I don't know if that's a euphemism. I don't know what that is. He heard Rebecca. He's speaking in third person also. He heard Rebecca and Will Quinlan play recently, and they were both great.
That must have been a while ago. Last time him and I played together was in Orlando.
Well, you know, recently is a relative
term. Okay, yeah.
Recently, 10 years ago.
Every time Will, when you say Will, you're talking about Will Quinlan, right?
Yes.
Every time Will kind of finagles me into playing with him something, he's like, and this instrument. And I end up bringing like 12 instruments for like a 4-song set. I'm like, why do I have so many things, Will?
Well, you know, that's what happens over time, right? You collect the instruments and you learn to play
and
them.
No, I got a reason to play them. But I mean, I enjoy it, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it always turned into some like big production. I'm like, we need like a chorus line, like some of those Vegas girls with like fruit feather hats and
well, that's
know,
passion.
Heels. Yeah.
I love that. Well, That's right, our show today. We have just enough time for one more song. But before we go, we want to give thanks and credit to all the people that work hard on this show. There's a whole team of people that work behind the scenes of the show to make it happen. Sound mixer, Mark Perfetti. Audio assistant, Pam Robinson. Video director today is Bree Shoemaker. Our cameras today are Lisa Reuter, our Will Stead and Charles Holsoppel. Our board op today is Charlie Cushing. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We were live in studio today, and we are currently live in studio today with Rebecca Pulley. Would you take us out with one more song?
I certainly will.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for listening. Thank you, viewers, for watching on the live stream. You can always make sure that you follow WMNF on YouTube, and you follow Live Music Showcase, WMNF's Live Music Showcase, or WMNF on Facebook to get notifications about the live stream every time it happens, which is every Friday at 2 p.m. So what's this last one called?
I think I'll do just a little bit of Sway. Maybe I won't do that big, long intro. I'm going to play that instead of doing the big log intro. I'm just going to see a little bit and then we all come in. Is that cool? Okay.
Everybody got that?
Yeah.
Everybody, you guys got it?
Everybody,
you ready?
Stay on the one.
Y'all ready? Sway. The water's pulling me away from the shore. Steady show, and I won't feel these lungs no more. I thought I was bigger than the sea, but waves, so the waves into the hands across my face.
Down.
Rebecca Pulley here on Live Music Showcase. Thank you for ending on a harmony. That was gorgeous. Just saying. I'm just going to call it out. Fantastic. Rebecca, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
The Florida Americana Music Festival, April 18th through the 21st. Which day are you playing?
We're playing Saturday and Sunday.
Both. Nice. Okay. So you can see her and the Reluctant Prophets on either the 20th or the 21st at the Florida American Music Festival in Brooksville. I'm sure you can find tickets for that somewhere. Looks like foggylongbritches.com.
Yeah, I have a link on my
Have fun with that one.
On my I know. Try to find that.
Yeah,
I do have a link on my Instagram page.
And oh,
my,
good.
In the link tree.
Good.
Like it's up there. So
modern technology, gotta love it. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And if you're a musician, go practice.
Oh, that's what I gotta do.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
I gotta get out of here
All
and go
right.
practice.
We'll do that now.